Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark. Today is December 4th, 2015. And Fridays are usually our day for call-in Fridays, where I give our listeners a chance to call in and discuss anything that they want to talk about or any of the events that I have been discussing on our radio show. This last week, let me review for you, we had Don Chapman from the Westlake Landfill Facebook page group. They call themselves the St. Louis Moms. She was on talking to us on Monday, and I am dedicating every single Monday to the catastrophe that is being ignored by, frankly, the entire country and the entire world. The Westlake Landfill is a catastrophe that we will be sorely, sorely sorry that everybody ignored. If that fire really does catch fire, it will. When it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. The fire reaches the one of the largest dump sites from the Manhattan Project. It will release a series of unknown radiological events because they don't even know what's in there. So we've got that started our week. Oh, joy. And then on Wednesday, we had an interview with Dana Durnford, which was really great. And that leads me into really what I want to talk about. A lot of what I want to talk about today for myself, because usually call in Fridays, nobody calls, just like they don't get off their ass and call their congressman. They don't talk to their senators. They don't talk to their mayors. They don't talk to their county commissioners. So call in Fridays, I end up just talking to myself. But let me do give you the number for those one or two people who actually do care enough to get off their asses to do something. The phone number here, the call-in phone number for UCY.TV is 718-717-8296. That is UCY.TV call-in number 718-717-8296. A lot of what has been on my mind today really has to do with this idea. I know I talk about the social programming what they're doing to us, but I'd like to address what we do to ourselves. Dana Durnford, and this comes on the heel of my interview with Dana Durnford. I know many of you listen to it, but Dana Durnford was arrested for basically, I think what I'd call it is online bullying. I mean, in our country, that's not illegal. Evidently, in Canada, it is. You can't make threatening statements even if you don't intend to complete them. But you just can't say shit because you're angry at people. It is ironic that Dana Durnford got arrested for calling Jay Cullen and Ken Buesler murderers and telling them they fucking deserve to be hung up by a tree or whatever. I don't know. He made statements that were really violent, really Ken Buesler and Jay Cullen from Woods Hole Oceanographic are violently propagandizing and lying to us. Just as if you call your police department or if you call your airport and say, hey, what are those lines up there in the sky? Like I did 4 or 5 years ago, maybe it was about 5 years ago. I don't know, maybe it was longer than that, for goodness sakes. When I first came to Eugene, I noticed up in the sky there's all these lines. Like, you know, I'm from Los Angeles, so in LA there's so much smog you can't really even see it. You don't even know what's happening. And I just never noticed it until I came here. And one day I look up and there's like 8 chemtrails, like boom, boom, you know, what do they call it? It geoengineering lines. I don't know what they want us to call them now. But so I called my police department and I was like, oh my God, do you guys see that? Like, what is that? Can you tell? I mean, I was totally freaked out by it one day. The operator at the police department said, ma'am, I don't see what you're talking about. I said, are you sitting next to a window? Look outside. She's like, yes. I said, do you see those lines in the sky? She's like, oh, those are clouds. I said, no, they are lines in the sky, crisscrossing Eugene. Nobody in Eugene could not see it. She's like, ma'am, if you see lines in the sky, perhaps you should call the airport. So I called the airport, like the little dumbass that I was. And the airport's like, we have no idea what you're talking about. Now, this is crazy making stuff. We have a secret government. We literally have a secret government for which all governmental agencies are forced to comply with their silence. Our own elected officials live in cities. Claire McCaskill, Roy Blunt, they live in St. Louis. Their children are from St. Louis. Governor Jay Nixon, St. Louis is a big city. And all of them are allowing the EPA to send out statements to these families saying that, really, your child getting cancer has nothing. We're going to have to take studies. We're not sure if your child got cancer because it lives 1 mile away from a nuclear dump site. No, that's all in your head. Your child's losing his hair because he's probably stressed out. We have no idea. I mean, this is the kind of insanity making that we have right now going on in our world. And really, okay, let's get back. This really ties it all together for me. And this is really, I'm going to talk about this for the next hour unless somebody calls in. The phone number this morning is 718-717-8296. Dana Durnford was on my show on Wednesday, talked about his court case. He got arrested in Canada on aggravated harassment. And he is, you know, he's got a little bit of a legal challenge here going on. He believes that he, you know, I think he's found an attorney. He is holding all of his information closely to the vest. And I don't blame him because the nuclear cartel is out there watching every single thing we say, every single thing we do. And they're trying to counteract it. I mean, we know for a fact that they pay people to sit on the internet and scan us and make horrible comments and try to figure out a way to work their way in the door to minimize the work and the information that we're doing, like they've done with Dana. When Dana Durnford got arrested, it came out all over Canada. It was on big news all over the place up there, smearing him, calling him a anti-nuke fringe element. Japan Times wrote a scathing article implying that he was sitting in his kitchen making derogatory remarks on YouTube, which is the farthest thing from the truth. As any of you learned on Wednesday, Dana did a 15,000, and I was corrected. I thought it was 1,500 miles. I thought 1,500 miles was big. He actually went 15,000 miles. That's why it took him, I think it was almost 9 months. He was out on the water for almost a long, 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 long time. And he went through a lot of journeys. People shot at him. He lost his wheelchair. He's a handicapped man from a diving accident. And so when he gets back with his mega, he has a whole thousands, I think he said 18,000 videos on the coast of Canada. And he was doing these live feeds. And when he's on the live feeds, he's sitting there getting super angry about these people and telling them, what the fuck? You guys deserve to be killed. Like, your family is going to be, people in the future are going to, when they see what you are lying about, you're going to have some hard times. And so all of that got him arrested. The charges will likely, we're hoping that the charges will be dropped and the case will be dismissed. A little spank on the hand. Don't say any bad about it, anything bad about anybody on in Canada, because he does certainly does not deserve to go to jail or spend one night in jail. For anything that he, whether he's handicapped or not, he does not deserve to go to jail for making remarks. While Ken Buesler and Jay Cullen of the Woods Hole Institute Graphic, who in the beginning of the Fukushima fight were out there saying, "Don't worry, Fukushima's not that bad. It's just not that bad. It's going to take a lot. There's just the ocean is too big. We're marine biologists. Don't we know? Don't worry." Yesterday, or this last week, I think it was, I saw an article yesterday, November 15th, and it's just now coming out. 377 whales beached in Chile, folks. 377 whales were beached in Chile. Now, or maybe it's 337, but 377 or 337. I don't have the article right in front of me, but that's a fact. You can Google it. They beached in Chile. I think, I'm sure the date was November 15th. We are having an extinction level event in the Pacific Ocean, and it is not from global warming. It's from the chemtrails. It's from Fukushima. Yes, the world has warmed. Yes, we're losing the methane, but Fukushima is poisoning the planet. So are the chemtrails. Where do you think those freaking chemtrails go? They come down to Earth. Think about it. People spend, myself included, extra money eating organic, and we're eating chemtrailed and radiated food. And the masses of people are going, "Huh, what's on television tonight?" Even the activists. So let me give you out the number, because we're going to keep talking about this unless someone calls me up and stops this diatribe I got going on. The phone number is 718-717 8296, and I would love to hear from you. So Dana Dierker gets on the radio, gets this horrible press, which is what the nuclear cartel loves to do. I believe that they actually were salivating. They couldn't wait to arrest him. We know that the media is owned by the nuclear cartel. General Electric owns all the media, or most of the media. Gates owns a lot of the media. He owns Bill Gates, by the way, is a major shareholder in the Westlake landfill, and he has specifically written to the people of the Westlake landfill moms and told them, "No, we're not going to help remediate any of the problems. We're not buying out any of the homes." The people of St. Louis are only asking for a 1 mile radius to be bought out, which is ridiculous because it needs to be a 50 mile radius, but even that. And he basically said no. So we know Bill Gates, he could care less about humanity. He thinks we're all useless feeders. But this is where it gets down to the social programming. We have somebody on this radio station, Libby Halevy, who does a fabulous job, and she made a comment about something that she read on the internet. And she bought the storyline. Like she agreed. She didn't even question it. She is not a YouTuber. She did not look into Dana's work. She just believed what the radio station said. It caused a huge kerfuffle. I mean, she was slammed. Dana Dierker has 26,000 followers. So the comments on her internet page, she seriously hurt her credibility with lots of people. She understood almost immediately. She and I talked. I put out a YouTube video asking for people to calm down the hate, because there is so much hateful rhetoric going on YouTube about this. She did apologize. It was kind of a conditional apology. We can talk when those nasty comments come down. All the rest of it was really well intentioned, but the conditionality of it put a lot of people off. And so there's still a lot of vitriol and a lot of hate going around. And I have come to call the YouTube channel the hate machine, because people feel completely free to write whatever hateful remarks they want. Even the thumbs down comment. On my YouTube channel, I'm reading a book called Poison Power by Dr. John Goffman. And I read about 5 to 10 pages a day. And I get thumbs downs on that book. Like, I'm just sitting there reading. If people don't like it, they don't have to put a thumbs down. This is part of the social programming to break us all up. This is what, it's one thing to be attacked from without, it's another to be attacked from within. And as long as people continue to feel like they're justified in their hate and their anger and refusing to figure out a way to remediate this situation, we're not going to make any movement forward. And that is exactly what the nuclear cartel and the people with this fucking secret government, whoever they are, up there chemtrailing us to death, that's exactly what they want. That's exactly what they want. They want us sitting on our asses fighting with each other. And, this is Call-In Friday, 718-717-8296. It's the day when I usually come prepared to talk about nuclear, social programming, other things, but this is on my heart. And honestly, you guys, this is a huge, huge issue for our country and for our planet. I can't say other countries because I haven't traveled to other countries. I don't know what it's like. I don't read the comments in different languages, so I don't know what they're saying on the YouTube channel. But I know here, my experience within the United States is that we have a very divided populace. And we have people who feel like they have the absolute right to call anybody the most vitriolic, hateful names from making comments. I mean, people are now calling Libby Halevi a nuclear shill, which she is not a nuclear shill. I am going to be posting up her interview shortly after the first of the year. She required, I did interview her for the radio show. She was not able to do it live because she has her own radio show almost adjacent to mine, so she's not able to do it. But it is, it's not just time for the hate to stop. The hate can't stop until people recognize what they're doing. I think I've shared with you before that I grew up in an excessively violent household, and that has made me like, I can stand up to it and I can deal with humiliation. So, like that's not. That is not the issue. The issue is how do we move humanity along? We have a secret government going on right now, and it is worldwide. There's some kind of secret order. I mean, the chemtrails are a known fact. What the heck are they doing to us? They are doing something to us. We're out there buying organic and ignoring the chemtrails. We're buying organic and ignoring the radiation. We're going to the gym 5 days a week. We're so proud our body's in shape. And we're ignoring the radiation. I have family in San Diego. They run this little organic juice thing at the Saturday market every week. They run a yoga, my other niece runs a yoga studio. And they do not want to talk about radiation or chemtrails or getting actively engaged to bring these people to court to make them stop. I mean, I don't know what it's gonna, and then we can talk about also the violence, the gun violence in our country, which I also think is part of the perpetual motion to keep us in fear and anxious. The phone number this morning is 718-717-8296. It's Call-In Friday. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show. Please do give us a call. The phone number is 718-717-8296. I'm going to continue because this is really hard on my heart. How do I say this? The chemtrails, between the chemtrails and the radiation, those are big organizational government operations that are hanging on there. And then we have these 355 mass shootings that go on in our country this year alone. 2015, we have had 355 mass shootings. Mass. We lose over 30,000 Americans every year to gun violence in this country. Now, I guess that's because we have millions of people with guns, and that's a pretty small number of deaths. But I don't know how many of you feel, but that thing that went down in San Bernardino stunk to high heaven to me. We didn't see any of the photos. We didn't see any of the people. We're just getting the party line. And I don't know how you guys feel about this, but on all of these so-called attacks that involve so-called terrorism. Don't you think it's kind of an interesting coinkydinky that they're always running, the police department's always running a training program to deal with that exact item on the same day when it happens? So miraculously, they were prepared and they could go out and chase these people. I'm not buying any of that story. And, I saw on Tom Hartman, put a YouTube video out that said, Alex Jones's people think that Riverside was a false flag. Well, that's an interesting statement. Just that alone. Alex Jones's viewers think that there's a false flag. First off, the idea that there is a false flag is an accepted social norm now. You get it? This is how propaganda works. What's a false flag? Anybody who had in their right mind would say, what does that mean? It's a false flag. But people listening to this know exactly what it means. And so here we have again, Tom Hartman, alternative radio, Alex Jones, alternative radio, or I don't know, I think he's the Republican radio. I mean, I think he's paid by the Republican Party. I mean, this is the thing. You see what I'm saying? I'm expressing my own ideas of suspicion. I don't think George Orwell meant for 1984 to be an operating manual. I don't think that Aldous Huxley meant for Brave New World to be an example of how we want to build the world. And it is up to us to change these things, folks. I accepted this radio show because I cannot ignore Fukushima. I cannot ignore the fact right now in Fukushima this morning, the news came out that the Fukushima prefecture, which is still under evacuation for the last 4 years and probably for the next 100,000 years, is going to accept, they have just decided they're going to accept the contaminated waste from Fukushima, from around the nuclear power plant. So this was an area about 30 miles away from the nuclear power plant. I about fell off my socks when I saw that because they call it decommissioning. They're not decommissioning Fukushima. Fukushima is a catastrophe, a worldwide catastrophe that is being ignored, just like the chemtrails. And those of you listening to this radio station, it's Friday. So call in Friday. I don't know how many listeners I have, to be really frank, what the viewership is on this radio show. I get a lot of comments and feedback. But on Fridays, very few people call. I've had Vince Easley, who has called me quite regularly. Thank you, Vince, and contributed to Call In Fridays, and a few other people. But mostly, people aren't willing to stop drinking their coffee or do what they say to engage anybody else in a different train of thought. And again, social programming, folks, this is what it's all coming back to this. We're like Pavlov's dogs. We don't want to talk to anybody who doesn't think exactly like us, which is why people on the YouTube anti-nuke movement are calling Lieve Halevi a nuclear shill because they can't handle the fact that she made a mistake and didn't apologize correctly. Like, really? That's how petty the world has gotten? And yet, none of those people who spend their days watching YouTube videos will actually call their elected officials, make an appointment to go see your congressman and sit down and say, I'm seriously, gravely concerned about this. What can you do? I mean, I get it that talking and sitting to your congressman or your senator or frankly any elected official is like talking to a blank wall. They sit there and stare back and say, well, we'll see what we can do, shake their heads and thank you, shake your hand, make you feel good about coming in. You walk out, you feel so great, like, oh, I've done some difference. And then nothing changes. And it deflates your efforts. It makes us feel as if it doesn't matter. It does matter, folks, because our complacency has allowed them to build these. Do you know that they are planning 64 new nuclear power plants around the world? Huh? After Fukushima, that's right, 64. They plan on nuclearizing China, Africa, South America. So any of you who think that, oh, I'm just going to go to South America or. That'll escape it. Not so much, folks, because it's coming to you. unless we get off our asses and really, we need millions, you know, right now, in fact, in America, this is the interesting thing. We don't even hear about it. Do you know that in Europe, in Paris, the people have been told not to protest against the climate change talks or whatever they want to call them? And there are thousands and thousands of people in the street. I think I read a report 2 days ago, 100,000 people said, screw you, we're protesting. And the cops in France are macing and tear gassing thousands of people every day now. They're fighting back. You know, they're not sitting down. And in America, we have a blanket of silence everywhere. On the news media is not even covering it. People honestly are moving about their business. They're doing their online shopping for Christmas. Things are great, moving along, and we're hoping that we can do it. And in the meantime, the earth murderers are rapidly gaining on us, folks. It is really imperative that we really think about what it is. Who are the enemy? It is certainly not the anti-nuke community. It is certainly not the people that are standing up. And we really do need to circle the wagons. And I mean, seriously fast. We need to just get over stuff. We need to stop being conditional. I mean, do people not even care that, you know, it's not just babies being killed. We have babies now being born with cancer. Babies are being born with cancer. Babies are being born with half of their brains. That's called encephaly. And that's a clear indication of radiation poisoning, which ironically, this was an interesting little story. Near Hanford in 2014, 32 babies were born with encephaly. The community was shocked. They could not believe it. The small community of Richland, they're very pro-nuclear. They love Hanford. That's where most of them work. They think it's a great industry. It's clean. They will tell you that nuclear energy is clean. 32 babies were born with encephaly. The energy department came in and did a study that was concluded within 3 months that said, nope, not caused by radiation. This is why Dana Durnford gets pissed off. You know, because we know that encephaly is there's a direct link between encephaly and radiation poisoning. Women who are pregnant are most, the babies inside their stomachs are the most affected by radioactive poisoning. And a common cause of it is a hole in the heart in the infant. And if you look around every single nuclear power plant, you will see that postnatal surgery of healing a hole in a child's heart is off the charts. And this is another part of the social engineering. Our hospitals don't even keep track. They don't keep track of the rates. And why don't they keep track? For the very same reason that they turned off our radiation monitors across this country right after Fukushima. Because they know that it shows a clear indication that radiation is off the charts. And you know, our species, not just our species. We had over 300 whales beached in Chile last week, you guys, last month, and nobody even noticed it. And why? Because the media is owned by the nuclear cartel. It's owned by the war profiteers. I mean, the entire planet is owned by, I don't know, a few hundred, maybe 100,000 people maintaining the wall of silence, you know. I remember when I was a young child hearing about the Russians and the fascism and the communism in China and in Russia and thinking, oh my God, as an American, I would never stand for that. And I would, you know, speak out against it, but I'm living in it and I am speaking out. And guess what? It's call in Friday, 718-717-8296. I know there's people listening to this radio show. There must be, just statistically speaking, there must be somebody out there listening. And yet, people refuse to call in and engage on a conversation about what really is happening on our planet. You know, it is really outrageous. I'm actually even beyond words. It even goes into my own family. My children have just basically told me, don't talk to me about it, Mom. I don't want to talk. We cannot. My oldest daughter says, well, I can't talk about it because the kids are here and I don't want to scare them. Really? You don't want to scare the kids? You ought to be scared because the kids are breathing in that chemtrailed and radiated air every single day. And there really isn't jack that we can do about it, you know? I mean, this unless we get millions of people like those people in Paris, the reason that the Europeans do have GMO labeling, well, in fact, they don't even allow GMOs in their country. In Europe, do you know that Cheerios don't have genetically modified anything in them in Europe? Because those countries refuse to participate in that. Again, here we go with what level of contamination do we allow on our planet? And that's really, I guess, the bottom line is how much can our Earth sustain? It, you know, we cannot sustain the chronic, nonstop poisoning. We do have a caller. Okay, hold on just 1 second. Good morning. You're on UCY.TV radio with Lonnie Clark, the Age of Fission radio show.
Oh, what's up? I was just listening to you, so it's my first time in. You're talking about all this nuclear stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just the babies and stuff and nuclear power plants all over the world. They don't need that stuff. And yes, I understand they're going to be coming to where people think that they can flood from the United States to get there, but I don't know. This is just weird.
It is frustrating. I mean, it is really frustrating. We have kind of boxed ourselves in with our complacency. You know, I honestly, and what, is there anything else that you want to add to that?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Yep.
Okay, well, that was an interesting comment. Somebody did try to call in while this gentleman was hanging up. Please do try to call back. I couldn't get to your call quick enough. But, you know, it is really weird. It is actually really strange that we have all these nuclear power plants coming to the rest of the world. And it's underneath our noses, but we're not seeing it. It's almost like we have had intentional blinders put on. So, you know, it's just beyond, it's beyond comprehension, you guys. So this is the thing. I have been drawn to this conversation because of what happened on inside the YouTube community, because we've had a lot of people whose feelings have been really hurt by Libby Halevi, who have said they're never going to listen to a radio show. Well, by not listening to Libby's radio show, you're cutting out valuable information. Libby Halevi's show is one of the few places where we actually get good information. We have a call. Let me add this person in. Good morning. You're on the Age of Fission radio show with Lonnie Clark.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. My name's Justin Case, and
hi,
I've been
Justin.
Following your work for a couple of weeks now, and I just wanted to say what a great job you were doing. And
thank you.
The information that you're getting out is important, but I really think it's time to switch gears and talk about solutions as well as the problem, because it's not enough to let everybody know there's a catastrophe going on. We all know that.
Absolutely.
It's like speaking to the choir.
This is my idea. You know, this is the thing. These solutions really have to start with ending the secret government. That's why I think.
Okay, well, here's the
go ahead.
Here's the thing I found recently, and I haven't done enough investigation into it to really dig my teeth into what exactly they all are. But I've stumbled into so many things that could actually not just mitigate but get rid of this problem.
Which problem?
And I've
nuclear?
Heard from certain people, like the Keesh Foundation, for example. They've got some technology they've been using because the founder is a physicist. He works with the space program and is
Keesh.
Coming out with
free
technology.
Is that K-I-S-H?
K-E-E-S-H.
Okay.
Keesh Foundation.
Okay.
And what he's using is a device or a method that uses nanotechnology with elements, normal everyday things
yeah.
that you could use,
yeah.
and a method he's teaching in workshops for people to take it to the next level, which is to implement it back out into the economy. And depending on how it's configured, it can do many different things. So one of the things it can do, and he's proposed this to the Japanese government, as a matter of fact, I believe the year it was released in 2011, they haven't done anything with it.
And why do you think that is? That's intentional. That's not unintentional. I mean,
right.
I honestly, if you've followed me at all, you understand that I, you know, like, in fact, this book that I'm reading, Poison Power, the very last chapter of it is called Changing Roads or Ecocide. And I think we've opted for, you know, I agree with that. You're right. We do need to talk about solutions. But frankly, we're not the ones, like this gentleman, he spent a lot of time and effort, and I guarantee you he's still spending every single day of his life trying to get somebody in government to actually take on his brilliant ideas. So,
well, actually, they have a big factory in Italy,
uh-huh.
and it's spreading to over 100,000 people that are attending these workshops. And there's people set up in all the different countries that are doing it. So it's a matter of proliferation and reaching a point of saturation. There's a bunch of other ideas I have, too, about what it is that's available. Like Bill Hutchinson, for example, he's an inventor in the States. He's got a device that you can, everybody, if they were to do it in certain locations, it would make a grid. And that frequency would actually neutralize the radiation from your ground, from the air around you, from inside your house, from you.
Wow.
So this is something simple that everybody could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. These things aren't known. Ken Roa is another one. He's a guy who used to work in the medical industry, and he's got some really, really interesting ideas about what you can do for your health that actually gets rid of it.
Well, I know there's... This is the interesting thing, and this is why I like Dane Wigginton's show, because he talks about this. We have getting hit by two fronts here. We have radiation, and we have the chemtrail, the chemicals, the unknown, the aluminum, the heavy, heavy amounts of aluminum in the chemtrails. But I agree with you that there are solutions available, and it is. And, you know, would you do me a favor and leave me a message either on my YouTube channel or my email? And give me send me these bits of information, Keesh Foundation, Bill Hutchinson, and Ken Rojas, because I'd like to talk to them, because we do need a critical mass and we do need solutions. I mean, this is my feeling. This is why this program is not just about radiation and the effects of it on our environment. It is about the social engineering of every one of our elected officials agreeing and being compliant with the silence of, there is some unknown factor. It's like, I met a woman in my business, you know, I told you, my business is tax resolution. I help people with problems, tax problems. And I was interviewing a lady one day, and she worked for the Department of Agriculture, I think it was, or the Forestry Department up in Washington. And I said, well, for God's sakes, what do you think about Fukushima? Like, why isn't anything happening? She's like, let me tell you what. She goes, she just retired. She said, we know that I've seen two-headed snakes. We've seen two-headed deers. We know that it causes mutations. But she said, this is how strong it is. One of my coworkers went into our supervisor and suggested that we ought to put out some type of a statement warning people about, you know, eating the meat and killing the bobcats and, you know, that it's going to harm the environment. He was fired the next day. So
yeah, well,
there is a total...
I mentioned it to everybody around I know, and you would be surprised. Half the town that I live in knows about this stuff and are very proactive about eating wholesome foods. There's a lot of independent businesses that are organically oriented, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very... It's a good area to live in for that kind of thing, although the radiation levels here all summer have been between, let's say, 500 and 300 CPMs steady.
500 and 300 CPMs every day?
Yeah, we're kind of in the middle of that. So you could say 400.
Where are you? What part of the world?
In Ontario.
Wow.
Southern Ontario, Canada, right in between the two lakes.
Wow. Wow. My radiation levels here, I have a little Geiger counter, and it reads at 17 to 25 here in Eugene.
Well, I wish. We've never seen that.
Oh, my God.
We've never seen that. Actually, we had a survey done in Ontario last summer, for rayon gas, and this town is at 400.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the standard.
What are the rates of cancer?
People need to realize that, number one, if you're indoors, you cut down the amount of radiation by 80%. 80% if you're behind a wall.
Right.
So the more you're outside, you're not getting a full blast. And secondly,
right,
there's something that nobody's mentioned yet, and it's so important and so cost-effective, that is baking soda. The Army has been using it for years whenever they get infected. It's the first thing they do. It's the thing they use when they scrub them down.
I never heard of that. So
everybody should have baking soda. It's the cheapest thing you can get. Wash all your vegetables. Use it when you take a bath. You know, the water that you use for your showers, it saturates your biggest organ.
Right.
So you're going to be getting it no matter whether you like it or
not.
Well,
you can get a shower filter. I have a shower filter. It will filter out some portions of it. We are getting it in our water, but it doesn't.
Everything but tritium. Tritium binds with the molecules of hydrogen, and you can't separate it with traditional methods, although some of the things that I've been hearing lately, you can do that too.
Hmm. So what about the idea of using baking soda internally, like taking a little teaspoon of it or something? Does that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, what's the level? How much do you ingest? I mean, baking soda, isn't that toxic?
A tablespoon.
One tablespoon?
A tablespoon once in a while, it'll help.
Huh.
It'll help clean out your liver. It'll help clean out your arteries.
Wow, that's super helpful, Justin. Thank you so much. And, you know, you were right. And this is the value of this. This is why I decided when I was offered this show to have a call in Friday. So that people, this is information that I was not aware of. These three people were people that I'm not aware of. You know, and there's only so much that one person can do, but collectively we can bring together all the ideas that we find and create a solution. We can create the tsunami to stop the destruction of the earth, because really we are on ecocide. It is really a sad thing, you know. I'm just dumbfounded. Where I go is with my
final thought.
Muscles. Yeah.
Brown's gas is still another solution. It's a very good way to get rid of it, actually.
Brown's gas.
This is something that not too many people know about. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I sent you an email last week with all this information in it.
You did.
So you've got it already. You just probably haven't found it.
No, and I honestly, I've been so busy with work, I honestly have not had a chance to check.
I'll send you something else to make sure you get it.
Well, tell us a little bit about Brown's gas, because that is please share this information, if you can give us a little summation of it.
Brown's gas is a method used to create fuel like you would for a cutting torch, only it uses water instead of gas. So the residual effect is you have water as the byproduct of it.
Right,
so there's
I've
no
heard of that.
Emissions or anything, and it cuts very clean. You can even weld things together that you wouldn't normally be able to do with different elements, like aluminum and copper. You know,
yeah,
those kind of things are tough to weld together. But with Brown's gas, it works on a different level than what it would normally do with heat. Like you could stick your finger in front of it won't burn your finger.
Huh. That's really fascinating.
And there's no slag when it cuts through a block of steel.
Well, send it to me, but I have to say I seriously struggle with concepts in science. I am really just sort of the total intuitive, you know, feely kind of person. So this getting down to science really twist my brain. I have to really force my I guess it's the right side of my brain to work or whatever.
Well, you know, it'd be a great idea is to find this Ken Rohan and get him on one day. He's like a library of knowledge when it comes to all kinds of different things.
I will make
a whole bunch of products. You should. And maybe even had an idea to, well, it would take a while to find enough information, but spend a part of the segment of your three-day show on solutions instead of all the problems that are going on so that people have something to look forward to, because in this day and age of nuclear fission we live in, it's tough to get through a day when you know all this stuff that's going on. I know even in my family, they don't want to hear it, but they're grateful that they know it because they know they're shopping differently. They're changing their habits so that they're sort of in the back of their mind, they're aware that they leave their shoes at the door. They don't walk through the house. And those little things add up, you know?
You know, that's a really great suggestion. I really appreciate that. And I'm going to take that to heart, and I am actually going to do that. This is the thing that part of the issue is that as a layman, we don't know a lot of the solutions, but you've just given me three people that we could actually get solutions to. So, well, thank you, Justin, for giving us a call.
Well, I appreciate everything you're doing and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
It does make a difference.
Okay.
I'm promoting your stuff. I run a couple of communities and owner of some networks on the internet and Google. If anybody wants to know, you just have to look up Nuclear Watch International and you'll get the meat and potatoes of where you need to find all the rest of it.
All righty.
Including you.
All right. I wrote that down I definitely will. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Oh, we have another caller. Hold on. Good morning. You're on the Age of Fission radio show with Lonnie Clark.
Yes, is this Lonnie?
This is Lonnie.
Hey, Lonnie. This is Amethyst, Debbie Garrett.
Hey, Debbie.
Amy 3, how are you doing?
I'm doing really great. Thank you for calling
Well, you're welcome. I was just listening to your show, and I heard something yesterday on another radio show about they're called, it's a way to neutralize chemtrails in your area. And it's something that you can make easily.
What is that?
Well, I'm not really sure, but I do have the information on it. I was just going to go ahead and give you the website.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay. It was a gal that said, let me turn the volume down a little bit. There was a gal on...
you need to turn your radio down.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay, hold on. I'll wait. I'll let you.
There we go. Got it. I can still hear me, though.
This is still going.
But anyway, can you hear me okay? Because I'm just going to give you a link.
Can you turn your...
Oh, I know what I'm doing. Oh, never mind. I know what I was doing. Hold on. Okay. I've got it. I'm sorry. I had it on the radio show that I was going to give you a link for.
I think I
can. And I need to turn the radio down here, too.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm just about sorry. I'm new to all this stuff.
That's
now,
okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a million.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm just brand new to this stuff. Anyway, I was listening to a show. It's called The View from Mars radio show. It's MARRS. And he had a woman, her name is Sharon, on his show yesterday. Well, let's see, it was from November 30th. And she has a website called thekembo.com. It's just thechembow.com. And there is a way to neutralize chemtrails easily around your area. And if you had enough people that would do that, it can even block the cell frequency, cell phone towers.
Uh-huh.
it was very interesting. And she did mention she's been talking to Dane Whittington for a long time, and when she found this out, he was speaking somewhere. So she went there to pass the news on to him. She was really excited. And she sent him an email, and he didn't reply. And so she went to where he was having a speech, I guess, and she said, "Hey, guess what I found?" And she told him about it, and he was completely turned off by it, completely. He did not want, she said that, I guess she pretty much lost faith in him, that he might be working.
What was his criticism of it? Because he's a pretty scientific person. Perhaps it had to be based on science.
Well, I really don't know all of the details about it.
I mean, we'll look into it because, you know what, like there has to, I am kind of like the eternal optimist. I do believe that there are solutions. I think that there are solutions. And I think they have solutions to a lot of it right this second. They know exactly how to mitigate it. And, you know, that first book I read on my YouTube channel, Population Control Through Nuclear Pollution.
Right.
I believe that that's kind of their net result. Like, once they have thinned the herd, so to speak, they're going to roll out all these massive solutions. But in the meantime, I mean, they're heading us into war for a specific reason. I mean, the drumbeats to war are here on purpose. And every war that we have really wipes out large portions of our population. Every war,
right,
war we've had is quite effective in wiping out the world's population. And so,
right.
I
agree.
But I think it is important for those of us who are rational and sane, just like Justin said, for us to actually really grab a hold of this and get some answers going.
I would like to, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lonnie.
No, that's all right. I have another call coming in, so I was just going to ask.
Okay. What I'll do is I'm going to leave a link for you for that radio show.
Okay.
It was on the 30th of November, and I wrote down there, yay, Tower Busters and Chemtrail Busters, you can make it home easily. And I'll put that on your YouTube site.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
All right. Oh, thank you, Lonnie, for all you're doing. I appreciate it. And have a good day.
Okay.
And thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Lonnie.
Good morning, Mimi. This is Mimi German. I recognize your phone number, so I pulled your call in just as Amy was getting off the line. So good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning. Oh, you're welcome. I wanted to call in to let folks know that yesterday we were seeing, and today, much higher readings in radiation in the ambient reads in Portland, Oregon, all the way to Northern California.
What are the readings?
Well, our normal background here, what we call our normal background, is around 29 counts per minute, and yesterday it was 36.
Wow.
And for us, that's a really big jump. We usually, when we see things moving, they move usually in like one count.
Yeah.
So to go from 29 to 36, that's a big jump. And Northern California had almost double to triple background yesterday as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And what's going on is, we got the storm that was coming in from the east.
Right.
So we were getting stuff from Japan, and the rain brought it down, and it was in the air. So I wasn't testing the rain itself. It was just air reading. So this is the stuff that's all around us. And, I just wanted to report in. It's a little bit lower today. It went from 36 to 34.
Wow.
But we're still a lot higher than our norm. So...
That means
we're walking
need to stay
in.
Indoors, really. Like, that's the issue. I mean, one of my callers just said that, you can reduce the exposure to radiation by up to 80% just by staying indoors. So
right.
When the rates of radiation are elevated, we do need to be conscientious and stay indoors. It's really important. So
it is important. And kids should not play in the rain.
No.
But nor should your animals.
No. Mm-hmm. And don't let your animals drink from the puddles of water. You know, when you walk your dog, a lot of dogs like to stop and drink from the water. I walked two dogs this weekend, and this one little dog, Sadie, she always likes to stop in the gutter and drink the gutter water. And I just would not let her this time. I'm like, not with me. Ever since the frankly, ever since Fukushima, that's something that we really need to be conscientious of. So thank you for calling and letting us know, because that's really vital. It's really vital that we protect ourselves and pay attention. Give people your website and your website name again. It's
radcast.org.
Yes, and really, I would encourage everyone to go there, because Mimi has extremely important information on that, and actually, you have tools for people to get actively engaged. Don't you have some suggestions where people can actually take some actions or things that you?
Yeah, there's lots of that, and there's also info on what's going on around the U.S.
Right, and so it's a really important for people to share radcast.org, and also we still have our GoFundMe page, which is, we are looking for donations for a gamma spectrometer so that we can measure the food for radiation, because our government is not doing it. So it's really important. We are looking for donations. It's an expensive piece of equipment, about what, $5,000 or something, $6,000. So we've got a big hill to climb on that one. So I really appreciate you calling in, Mimi. Is there anything else you want to share? Have you been up to anything that we could share with the community?
Well, I was hearing a little bit more about there are some goings on at Hanford right now where they're talking about, you know, cleaning up different areas. And I just want to remind everybody who listens to this show that you really can't clean up nuclear waste and remnants of nuclear warfare. It's too endemic to the soils that are in it. And I was up there, up at Hanford about 2 months ago now, and I went into an area which was supposedly remediated, which is the 300 site. And it was triple background.
Wow.
From just the road. Yeah, and this is an area that had no fencing on it anymore, so I could just walk in.
Wow.
And drive in. Yeah, and walk around. And so they.
What does that mean?
Triple background means the area around Hanford in that region is around 25 to 27 counts per minute. Mm-hmm. And it was around 77 and holding when I was there on that land. As soon as you came off the land, you know, the Geiger counter would drop again, but it was averaging around 70 to 77. So, you know, we really can't clean this stuff up, and that's the biggest problem with nukes. You can't clean it.
Yeah.
You can try to protect yourself from it as best you can, and it's a totally worthy thing to do, to protect yourself and your animals. But it's very difficult to do because it's just so damn deadly.
Wow.
Well, and yeah, and the other thing that I did want to mention to folks is that right now at the COP21 in Paris, what is going on is that Obama and Bill Gates and Zuckerberg and I think it's Buffett have gotten together as the minions to James Hansen, and they're creating what they call something like a green coalition, where they're putting billions and billions of dollars into this quote-unquote green coalition. And what that is, and what they're not telling you, is that they're going to be pressing forward with putting out small modular reactors, which are nuclear power plants. There's nothing small about them.
So
I know
still,
how they're made.
They're still pursuing the little mini nukes.
Oh, yeah. And Bill Gates is working actively at getting them placed around the world. They're not ready to be, they're not even in production. Well, they're kind of in production at OSU, but they haven't even been assembled yet, and they won't be assembled for a few more years. But they're getting ready for all of this to happen, and they're putting billions and billions of dollars into this, calling it green. And for anybody and all of you, when you hear these things about nukes and from James Hansen about the climate and nukes are the way, it is a lie. It is such a lie. It's an astronomical lie. It's the largest lie we have.
We have 15 seconds left, and thank you so much for calling. I really
You're welcome,
appreciate
Lonnie.
You getting that information out. Put your courage feet on, you guys. Thanks for joining us. And we'll talk to you on Monday. So